I think it was just more the uncertainty of coming to DeSoto County and not knowing whether or not this Texas girl was going to be accepted in the community. And so professionally for me, that has helped me professionally too, to realize I have tons of gifts that I have to share, and I want to share those with others. The things that we take for granted are everyday successes for others.
I know that I attended a really big announcement that Landers gave not too long ago. Right. We are getting hockey back.
Yes.
Have they decided? Do you know if they have decided the name yet?
Not
I know
yet.
They were doing a competition.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with community leaders, business owners, and entrepreneurs to learn more about what they do, how they get back to the community, and ways that you can glean information to do business better. Today, I have the great honor of sitting down with the new Director of Tourism for DeSoto County Tourism, Miss Allison Mitchell. Allison, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kristen.
So you have had just a whirlwind trial by fire getting...
It has been crazy. We have been working on so many things, Kristen. Everything's getting rolled out. We're moving at a really fast speed, and I'm super excited about what's to come.
And there are tons and tons of changes going on.
Lots of
between
them.
Just tourism in itself and the stuff that you're growing and you're building. And
absolutely.
Then all of the changes at Landers and
oh yeah,
that's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. And you know, one of the things, Kristen, that we've been doing is really separating tourism from Landers. I think historically DeSoto County tourism has been Landers or the AMP for that matter. Yeah. And so what we're really doing is trying to incorporate all of our five cities under DeSoto County,
absolutely.
While also including Landers and the AMP and advertising all of their amazing events too. So there's so many great things coming that are really going to incorporate all of our cities within DeSoto County, and I'm excited about that.
That's awesome. Well, I want people to know not just about tourism and what you've got coming, which we'll talk more about that here in a little bit, but let's kind of shift gears just a smidge. I want to know about you, because you're not new to the area, but you are still kind of new to the area. I know that.
Yes.
So take us back and tell me what your journey is that led you to come here.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the past 20 years, I have spent my career in executive leadership as a sales director on the real estate side. And so I came here in January 16th, actually. I came here and we bought a house in Hernando. We looked at so many different areas and loved all of them. So what led me to this area is Debbie Mendenhall, who's the executive director over tourism. Debbie and I worked together in the past for many years. And so when she determined that she was going to need a director of tourism, she called me and we made several trips out here, fell in love with the area and decided this is it. And so really the sales experience and leadership experience from the past has allowed me to kind of carry over that experience into this job too.
Okay. So what specifically have you seen that have kind of paralleled that made this crazy transition not quite as scary and crazy?
Yeah, I think the relationships. I think, you know, I love meeting new people. I love, you know, just interacting and going to all the events and being in the community and being highly involved. And so I think just the relationships, the community, all the chambers have been so amazing and have partnered so well together too. So I think that that's been one of the things that has really made this a lot easier for me.
Good. That's awesome. Well, you have absolutely been everywhere. Like I've been following you guys on social media, and the growth in your social media and marketing alone has like exploded.
Thank
like
you.
Like exponentially.
Yeah.
So you were definitely rocking that. So what has been the best thing so far that you've gotten to be a part of?
Oh gosh, there's so many.
you got to pick one.
I know.
Or at the very least, maybe your top three. I mean.
My top three. I think, you know, speaking at the Professional Business Women's Association at the Ranger. Mm-hmm. I think that has been one of the really great highlights, because that was kind of one of the first events right when I started where I was able to really talk about what we were doing and, you know, what was going on. And the reception was tremendous. But again, I mean, there's been so many different things, but that would probably be my top one, only because that was a real big first event here for me.
Okay, cool beans. Yeah, I love DeSoto County Businesswomen. It's a great organization.
Me too.
And they are very community oriented as a group anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was like, it was the perfect fit. As soon as we heard that you were coming, and Debbie, of course, was stepping new into that role. She'd been a part of it for a minute, but stepping into that role as well, I was like, this is perfect. This is like right when y'all are doing the big transition and just getting to introduce you the right way.
Well, so, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We really enjoy it and can't wait to go back to the next one.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
What do you think has been the most challenging thing you have done since you got here?
You know, I think any new role, especially in a new community, is going to have its challenges, but uncertainty. Probably challenges is not the word, but more uncertainty. However, I think with uncertainty comes opportunity. Absolutely. Which that opportunity has been opened wide up for me. So when I say, you know, the biggest challenges, I can't really pinpoint any. I think it was just more the uncertainty of coming to DeSoto County and not knowing whether or not this Texas girl was going to be accepted in the community and was going to be, you know, let everybody kind of, I don't know, figure out what this girl's going to be doing. And everybody's just been so accepting and so welcoming. So there really hasn't been just one main thing, but there has been some uncertainty at the beginning.
Okay. Well, I love that it's been relatively smooth then in that transition.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell me about just the information that you've gleaned over the years in your marketing and the different realms. I mean, because real estate's a whole different animal from what you're doing now.
It is.
So for our business owners, entrepreneurs, those that just want some basic tips, we're just getting into business. Yeah. What is some wisdom you can share with some people?
Oh, wow. I would say be true to yourself, right? Be true to your clients, your customers. Be honest with them. Provide great service. Be there when they need you. I used to always tell people in my job, now this isn't feasible for everybody, but I used to tell people, if you need me at 8 o'clock at night, call me. If it's 7 o'clock in the morning, don't call me at 3 o'clock in the morning because I won't take your call. But if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, if you need me at something urgent, I'm there. Be available. Provide great customer service and you will take off.
I love that. So have you had a specific mentor, a person that really poured into you early on that's made a difference in who you are today?
Absolutely. So in my 20s, I had a manager who I still talk to today, adore him, adore his family. We would do family events and stuff like that later in the career, but he was really the person that kind of took my hand and showed me the business. I started off at $9 an hour. I thought I was rolling in it. I started off as an assistant right out of college. And, this person is the one that really molded and groomed me to work my way up. And he is somebody, again, he is smart, he is giving, and he is a wonderful person that is also a professional mentor as well.
So did you always assume that you would be working in this marketing realm of promotion and whatnot? Is that what felt natural to you early on?
Yeah. So interesting backstory on me. So my dad was the economic development director. So some of your viewers might be familiar with Jim over at the Economic Council. Absolutely. My dad did that for a living. Okay. And so when I was in college, I worked for my dad. I was answering phones. Eventually, I got to go to some meetings with him, you know, over the summers when I'd come home from college. And I actually got to see Reagan and Bush speak when they were in office. That was one of his big deals. And so the crazy part about it is I kind of fell into real estate, fell in love with real estate. I mean, it was my career for, you know, 20 plus years. But I also kind of felt like this was a calling too, because I've always been involved with the community. I've always done Special Olympics. I've always done volunteer work. I've always done all those different things. And when this came about, I just kind of felt this is a godsend. You know, this is my realm, you know, this is my zen. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned Special Olympics. We're going to have to go there. I need to know about that. What is your amazing nonprofit experiences? That's incredible.
So I actually worked with the Texas Special Olympics, and it was more on like their swimming and their soccer and gymnastics. And I will tell you something about Special Olympics, and this stems into professionally for me too. You will be so humbled. The things that you and I wake up every single morning and think, oh my God, I got to tie my shoes. Well, for them, getting their shoes tied in the morning or making breakfast in the morning, we're humbled by that because that is something so easy, but we're like, oh gosh, not another morning where I got to do this, right? So professionally for me, that has helped me professionally too, to realize I have tons of gifts that I have to share, and I want to share those with others. The things that we take for granted are everyday successes for others.
Yeah. Because we all have a different journey and different struggles.
Yes. Yes.
I get that. I respect that very, very much. And that you get to be a part of that and celebrate with them.
Yes. Yes.
I love that.
Yes. So much fun. So much fun and so rewarding. I mean, so rewarding. Still my love. Still my love.
Well, I know here locally, I don't think we have any Special Olympics type things, but we do have the Field of Dreams, and it's a really, really cool little like baseball teams for some of our special needs. I have a friend that her son has been a part of that for several years.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty fantastic. So
we need to go. That's cool. That'd be fun.
Yes.
That'd be a lot of fun. I would love that.
I also want, for anybody that's not like me, that doesn't stalk you on social media, now that you're here, tell us a little bit about what is going on specifically, what's coming to DeSoto County. What can we expect in the coming months?
So much. So, you know, we've had so much momentum and we're really just getting started. So one of the things that I can tell you now is that we just got our brand new logo approved, and we're going to be doing a big logo launch, which you guys will see on social media as well. We're also working on a big marketing campaign, which is going to incorporate a lot of media spots, digital marketing like billboards, radio, TV, lots of different things. And then we're also looking at a couple of things, possibly with Tang or two, but I can't say anything yet. So there's a lot of things that are coming, but they have to be approved. And so I'm limited on what I can say, but it's exciting.
That is awesome. I know that I attended a really big announcement that Landers gave not too long ago. Right? We are getting hockey back.
Yes.
Have they decided? Do you know if they have decided the name yet? Not I know yet. They were doing a competition.
Not yet. Not yet. They're still doing the competition. And what's funny about it is that Andreas, who's the owner of that hockey team, he has had so many people reach out to him. He's calling me, texting me all the time. Allison, so-and-so suggested this. So-and-so suggesting this. So there's names being floated around. But I think, you know, until we get just a little bit closer, we won't know what that name is. But definitely anybody that's interested in floating out a name, definitely send it. For sure.
All right. Well, I haven't submitted mine yet, so I'm going to have to do that. Maybe
yes, you are.
I have some pull. Who knows?
Yeah, you do. Just
let me name the team.
We'll put it at the top of the list for you.
Well, I told everybody, especially him from the beginning, I was like, I've been to a ton of games back when it was River Kings back in the day. And I know we're steering away from that because this is a whole new, different thing.
Yes.
But like every time that I was able to make it, I'm sitting right behind the guy that had the giant hockey puck hat and the chicken. And he would sit behind the box where the opposing team was and just trash talk them and dog them the whole time and squeak his chicken at them. It was incredible. It was the best time. It was so much.
I'm so excited.
That was more fun than the fights, I think.
You know, Kristen, I have never been to a live hockey game. And so I am so excited about
this. You and me, honey, let's get season tickets.
Let's do it.
I'm going to make you fall in love with hockey.
Okay, deal. We're going to get all the garb and everything. Yes, 100%. Everything. Jerseys, everything. Yeah, people are going to hate us when they see us.
Bring it.
I love it. That sounds like so much fun. Let's do it.
What is you? Are you a sporting event kind of chick?
Do you like watching sports? I do. Okay. Football. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Football, baseball. Yeah.
So does that mean your loyalties lie with Texas teams? Who are your teams?
So as much as I hate to say it, because I know we're so close to Mississippi State and Ole Miss, A&M. So I'm a huge Texas A&M fan, whereas my husband is a huge LSU fan. I know bad stuff. I know. I won't let him wear his jerseys out because I'm afraid that we're going to get mugged or mauled or something.
There are a lot of LSU fans in this area. Okay, well, that's really good. There really are. It's safe. I promise.
Okay, it's safe. Okay, I'll tell him that.
And I can tell you, I don't tell many people, but my team is now in the SEC. I'm an OU fan.
Oh, you're an OU fan.
Oh, and I get trash talk so bad.
Oh,
yes,
my
ma'am.
Goodness.
And they were like, I didn't know they even made you in this area.
How did you get into OU?
Okay, so it's completely random. Okay. Like, I've always been a sports fan. Uh-huh. Like, I love sporting events. And I never really had a team.
Uh-huh.
So I would literally just, whoever's playing, either I would just pick a team and go, I'm going to go for that one. They're the underdog. I'm going to cheer for them. Or if I was watching a sporting event with a person, I'd find out who they're cheering for. And just to mess with them, I'd pick the other team.
It just so happened to be OU.
Yes, ma'am. And that was the case. There was my little brother was a diehard fan. And I was like, I'm going to cheer for OU just to mess with you. Uh-huh. And it happened, and lo and behold, I found another one in the area, and I married him.
Really?
He's actually from Oklahoma, so I was like, it was meant to be.
Okay.
I don't know why, I don't know how, but I like it.
Isn't that funny? So, I love that.
And now we're in the SEC. Now we're not doing great in the SEC, but we're here.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
So let's go a little bit about you as far as personal life, whatever you do want to share. I know you said you're married and to an LSU fan. So a little bit about you. What do you see when you go home?
Yeah. So, I'm married to a guy that is amazing. We met 8 years ago. and married. He's got two kids. I don't have any children of my own, but his are like mine. We have two dogs, Tank and Nola. Tank is a Maltese. Nola is the lab. The Maltese thinks that he's the bigger dog. And Nola is, you know, she just lets him do whatever he wants to do. But Nola, the lab, is kind of my dog. She gets up in my lap, thinks she's this lap dog. We live in Hernando, bought a house there, loving it. Nice. And we love the outdoors. We love sports. You'll find us on our back porch all the time. So feel free to come over anytime you want and have a drink with us, because that's where we'll be.
I know you're new with being in the area and everything, and you've honestly just jumped in completely full force and been a part and gotten involved with all of the chambers so that you can just get as much information as you can and everything. Can you kind of share a little bit about, and I don't mean it because I want you to like brag on us, but is there anything that really has stood out to you as something that you see is going to be an asset to do your job better that the chamber provides?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the network of leaders that the chambers provide and all of the events and the networking that the chambers provide, I think, you know, tourism is all about our visitors. It's all about supporting our community. And then it's all about the incoming visitors. So I feel like with these networking events, it just breeds, you know, hospitality. It breeds friendliness. It breeds getting to know one another. And I think that if the people in the community are happy, our visitors are going to be happy too.
Awesome. So our community leaders, our business leaders, they want to get a hold of you to ask you questions. They want to give you ideas. They want to invite you to their stuff. How can they get a hold of you?
Sure. So my email is amitchell@landerscenter.com, or you can call my cell phone at 682-553-7333.
But not between the hours of 8 p.m. and 8 a.m.
Correct. Now I'm going to get calls at like 4 o'clock in the morning, Kristen. No. Thank you.
No.
No prank calls, please.
Right. Don't do that.
And don't toilet paper my house back like in high school.
So along the lines of the fact that you're trying to kind of differentiate and separate the different areas, so tourism being its own thing, when it's kind of just kind of been enveloped in the fold with Lander Center or the Civic Center and then also Snowden Grove Amphitheater, but there's so much more. Like, that's literally South Haven. And I know your office is located in South Haven, but there's multiple other cities.
Absolutely.
So what is kind of your game plan? What are you starting to do that incorporates and brings in what's going on in Horn Lake, Hernando, Olive Branch, Walls,
right?
All of those different areas.
Yeah, so good question. So all the things that are going on within all of our five cities, you probably noticed on social media, of course, Dining Week. That was on all of our social media. You know, with the A-Fair coming, with Mid-South coming, with Junebug Festival, with your Spring Fest, with all these different things, what we're doing is we're marketing those for our individual cities, right? But what we're also working on doing, and I actually have it coming in 2 weeks, I believe, is a marketing flyer that is going to fully encompass all of our hotels, all of our restaurants, all of our shops. You know, South Haven has a fantastic shopping scene. So does Hernando. So does Olive Branch in their town squares. So, you know, we really want to highlight all of those different things within all five of our cities, because each one of our cities are so uniquely diverse and different that we want everybody to see all that diversity within those five cities.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about that Junebug Festival
coming
to Olive Branch.
Me too.
So that's really spiffy. I grew up in Olive Branch.
Did you?
So okay.
I did.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So I'm born and raised in DeSoto County. So I am straight up the biggest fan.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Well, I am definitely a big fan of DeSoto County for sure.
I am so glad that you're here.
I've fallen in love with it. Thank you.
Like, I am excited to see what happens next.
Thank you.
Because you are rocking it already.
Well, thank you, Kristen. I appreciate you saying that. It's been a lot of fun. And thank you all for all your support, too.
Of course. And it's not going anywhere. You're family now. You're stuck with us.
Uh-oh. Well, I love it.
I have claimed you. You're
okay, yeah. Deal. Well, we're getting season tickets. So, you know, we're going to be drinking drinks on the back porch. So we're family. I mean, we'll just call it what it is. Ma'am. Fantastic. I love it.
So, guys, you're going to have to join us for some hockey games that are going to be coming up pretty soon. And just stay tuned. Follow DeSoto County Tourism on social media. They've got some amazing stuff going on. And you need to know what's going on in the community and get outside of your little city's bubble and really explore what our entire county has to offer. Because, like she said, everything is unique and different depending on the city. And there are some amazing mom and pop, small businesses, and people in the community that are just making a huge difference. So check out DeSoto County Tourism. And if you haven't done so, you need to click that subscribe button down at the bottom of the screen so you don't miss a single episode of South Haven Business Beat. Thanks for joining us. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us. info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.